Make Christmas for everyone at Dunnes Stores with festive savings and refreshing soft drink 18 can packs like Coca-Cola, Pepsi and 7-Up, just €10 each. And choose from a selection of indulgent treats like Jacob's Biscuit Tins or Ferrero Collection, also just €10 each. Plus, you can save again at the till with a 10 or 50 grocery voucher. However you do your Christmas shop, make Christmas for everyone with Dunnes Stores. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next grocery shop of €50 or more. Prices subject to deposit return scheme fees.
Make a smarter energy choice. Save up to €849 on dual fuel when you switch to our smart all-day plan at BoardGoshEnergy.ie.
Estimated annual bill of €2,433. New customers only. 32% discount off all standard electricity unit rates and 29% off gas unit rates. See BoardGoshEnergy.ie for full T's and C's.
Oh, would you believe I'm phoning this radio ad in from my Christmas sea swim? I'm calling from my smartwatch because only Vodafone's one number keeps my smartwatch connected without my phone nearby. So I've got a connection I can always rely on everywhere. Okay, here we go. Feel that freedom! Only with Vodafone one number! Whew.
This Christmas, get an Apple Watch Series 10 with one number connectivity for just €27 a month. Pop in store for more. Vodafone. Together we can.
Offer ends December 31st, 2024. Compatible powered on smartphone, smartwatch and 24-month contract required. Eligibility, limitations and terms apply. See vodafone.ie/terms.
It's almost 8 o'clock on RTE Radio 1 with Dundeel Motors, Ireland's largest online car showroom. With trusted dealerships nationwide, find the right car for you on dundeel.ie.
At 8 o'clock, still to come on Morning Ireland, talks to form the next government will get underway soon. Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrín will be with us in studio. And also in this hour, reversing the lowest ever turnout in an election, the head of an commission, Thorcoin, will be here. And how healthy are we?
In business, Intel CEO steps down after less than 3 years at the helm, and Greencore sees profits rise.
And in sport, history beckons for the girls in green as Ireland face Wales for place at next summer's European Championships.
Good morning, it's just gone 8 o'clock. You're listening to Morning Ireland with Audrey Carvel and Justin McCarthy. The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
In the general election, the final seats have now been filled after the counting of votes was completed in the Cavan Monaghan constituency last night. The last two seats were won by Fianna Fáil, as Niamh Smith and Brendan Smith were elected, leaving the party with the most TDs in the Dáil at 48 deputies. Sinn Féin has 39 seats and Fine Gael has 38 seats. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The counting is done, but the task of putting a government together is really just beginning. Already there are strong indications that this will take some time. Some contact between parties of the left is already underway, and tomorrow Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin will each hold a meeting of their parliamentary parties. The outcome of the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael internal meetings could pave the way for some level of engagement before Christmas, but the intense negotiations might not start until January. At 86, the combined number of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael seats is just too short of a majority, but up to 8 more TDs might be needed to ensure that a working majority can withstand any shocks along the way. That means a new government would have to get the support of a number of independent TDs or a smaller party. Meanwhile, Sinn Féin has written to the leaders of Labour and the Social Democrats to begin what is described as exploring options.
A primary school in Wexford has implemented its critical incident management plan following the violent death of a pupil early yesterday morning. An 8-year-old girl died in hospital following an assault at her home in New Ross. Kate Carlin reports.
New Ross Educate Together National School says it's deeply saddened by the death of one of their pupils, describing it as a terrible tragedy. It's implemented the Critical Incident Plan to help support students and staff. The National Educational and Psychological Service is assisting the school and advising staff on the best way to support pupils during this time. The school is also sharing details with parents and guardians on the best way to support their children. A man and a woman who were in the house at the time of the attack remain in hospital, where they're being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí have said they're following a definite line of inquiry.
The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today. on the re-eruption of civil war in Syria. In the past few days, jihadist rebels have captured large swathes of northeastern Syria from government forces. The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the attacks are designed to redraw the map of Syria in line with US interests. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency has said nearly 50,000 people have been displaced by the upsurge in violence. The EU, the US and UN have all urged de-escalation on both sides. A former US State Department advisor, Richard Berman, said that without the help of its allies, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could be in trouble.
He's terribly unpopular. He's been a brutal dictator for all the years of his regime. Hundreds and thousands of people have been killed by the regime. A significant fraction of the Syrian population has been displaced. If he loses his foreign support, he will lose.
Israel and Hezbollah have launched attacks against each other in Lebanon, despite a ceasefire that came into effect last Wednesday. Both sides said they were retaliating for breaches of the truce. The Lebanese health ministry said at least 9 people were killed in 2 villages in Israeli airstrikes. Israel said it had been firing at Hezbollah rocket launchers and military facilities in response to a mortar attack on an army post. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
It'll be a generally dry start today with frost and mist patches in Leinster and Ulster. There'll be limited bright spells this morning, but it'll be mostly cloudy. Scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle will spread eastwards over the country during the course of the afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 5 to 10 degrees.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the all-new Hyundai Inster Roadshow. Coming to a dealer near you. Find yours at hyundai.ie.
With the latest traffic and travel news, I'm Sinead Neulachoin. There's a breakdown in Dublin on the M1 northbound off-ramp at Junction 4 Donabate. Watch out for debris on the M50 northbound between Junction 17 Shankill and Junction 16 Cherrywood. In Cork, we have reports of a collision on the N25 eastbound before Youghal. And in Galway, busy on the Bishop O'Donnell Road eastbound between the Dean roundabout and the Rahoon Road junction. That's the latest traffic and travel news.
Sinead, thank you. It is 8:06. Here with what it says in the papers is Shane McElhattan.
As you've been hearing on the programme, the general election count is finally over. All the papers have turned their attention to the formation of the next government. The Irish Examiner reports on the manoeuvres. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has approached the Social Democrats and Labour in a bid to form a left-leaning government. Labour leader Ivana Bacic has spoken to the Green Party and the Social Democrats about a centre-left negotiating bloc. But the paper believes a coalition of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Third Element, whether independents or a smaller party, is still seen as the only viable option. The Irish Times lead quotes Fine Gael sources as insisting on parity of esteem with Fianna Fáil in any coalition arrangement. That's despite the 10-seat gap between the two parties. The sources are reported as fearing that Fianna Fáil would squeeze its likely partner in any negotiations. The paper reports Fine Gael sources detailing what that parity of esteem would actually mean. A continuation of the rotating Taoiseach arrangement and near parity around the cabinet table, perhaps an 8-7 split, while Fine Gael would yield on key appointments like Ceann Comhairle and nominations to the European Commission. But could Fine Gael's hand have been strengthened at the negotiating table? The Examiner's Paul Hosford reports the party's been left ruing the constituencies where seats were there for the taking but weren't. He says the party had 17 constituencies where they had to win back a seat being vacated by a retiring TD, and won 13 of them. He says 1, 2 or 3 extra seats would have made the party's negotiating hand a lot stronger. The Examiner and the Irish Independent report that Labour TDs are split over the prospect of coalition, with former leader Alan Kelly's interview on RTE News last night being quoted, where he said there's no point in standing on the sidelines. But the Examiner says unnamed Labour sources claim the party's new TDs are cool on the idea of government and doubting that a proposal for coalition would pass a vote of members. The independents are determined not to be left out of the reckoning, their red lines and bottom lines being briefed across the pages. The Irish Sun quotes new TD Ken O'Flynn as saying, independents will all have their own red lines in their constituencies, but the new government would also have to take heed of their common red lines on farming and fishing. Several of the papers speculate on likely candidates for cabinet in whatever government is formed. The Irish Daily Mail and The Independent run the rule over potential promotions and portfolio changes. The new Ross tragedy gets wide coverage across all the papers. Among others, the Daily Mirror reports that an 8-year-old girl died at Waterford University Hospital yesterday after sustaining stab wounds in her home in the County Wexford town. The Mail says she was stabbed as she tried to protect her mother from an assault. The mother received non-life-threatening injuries and was last night in hospital. The Mirror says a man in his 30s was found with minor knife injuries at the scene and that members of the Garda Armed Support Unit were guarding him as a suspect and detectives are set to speak to him today. The Mail's front page reports that the family has been left inconsolable and the community has been left numbed.
Shane, thank you. It's 9.